Welcome to Howl with the Wolves, the official podcast of the UMB St. John's Seawolves. You're going to hear from coaches, alumni, current student athletes, staff members offering an inside look at athletics, recreation, and wellness at UMB St. John. On today's episode, we're going to be chatting with Stephanie Hemon, athletics programs coordinator. So let's get started.
So yeah, as Courtney said, I am responsible for campus recreation activities for students, and we have some really fun activities on the docket for this season. I say season because we're in varsity season and it's kind of back to school for all. So as per usual, we'll be offering volleyball, basketball, and soccer, and badminton, but we have a couple of new additions this year. On Monday nights, we have badminton. On Tuesday nights, a new addition is table tennis. Wednesday nights, we'll have basketball, volleyball, and some open gym time. Oh, as well as Ultimate Frisbee. That's another new addition.
Ultimate Frisbee has become popular
over the last few years. Very exciting. And then Thursday is soccer night for the students. And then on the odd Friday throughout the semester, we're going to have some special events. So the first one coming up is September 27th, and that will be a table tennis clinic.
Oh.
So the folks over at Table Tennis St. John have been kind enough to come in on that date, and they're going to be running a clinic for students. And we're in the process of loading up our online registration, so keep an eye out for that stuff. You'll probably see some QR codes on there, so that's how you can easily register.
Do they have to register if they want to come out and join the campus rec
night? Yes, so okay. That's really the goal, and really that gives us ease of attendance. And we also have a wonderful campus rec assistant, Domenica. She's going to be starting, I believe, next week is her first week with us. And she's returning from last year. She is a go-getter. She is eager, and she is also extremely, extremely excited to get campus rec on the go and be that eyes and ears on the ground for all the students. So her and I will be working together to ensure that we can provide the best activities for the student population and, most importantly, make sure everybody's having fun.
And that is very important. Now, if people aren't necessarily interested in going for a specific night like the indoor soccer or the badminton, but they still want to get some fitness in, what are other ways they can do that on campus at the athletic center?
Interesting. You should ask that. On one of our nights, we do also have a court set aside just for open gym. So if you want to come in and you don't feel like being part of the basketball, you could go and, you know, maybe play some badminton or anything you really want to do. Grab a ball, just shoot around, whatever. Other channels of physical activity on campus, we offer our fitness rooms. So we have an upper level fitness room and we have a lower level weight room. So the weight room is where all the heavy lifting takes place. So for all those students that might enjoy powerlifting, they can head on down to the weight room. And then upstairs in our upper level fitness room is more cardio centric. But there's also free weights in there as well that you can use. So if you want to get your movement in on a daily basis or a couple of times a week even, or on those nights that you just really aren't feeling taking part in campus rec activities, you can head up to the fitness room and there's a nice view of the gym. So you can watch all the campus rec activities happening while you get a workout in.
When it comes to actually accessing the facilities, what do the students need to know?
So basically how it works is once you are enrolled and your tuition is paid, your access to our facilities, so our gymnasium, our fitness room, and our weight room are automatically included in your tuition. What you have to do is if you go and swipe your key card on one of the doors and it doesn't work, all you have to do is go to security and request them to activate your key card for access. Easy peasy.
Can you speak to hours of operation?
Sure can. So our standard hours of operation is Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. until 10 p.m. So you can access the fitness rooms, the weight rooms, the gymnasiums as early as 7:30. And then also if you need anything, you know, any equipment to use while you're in the gym just for free time, you can approach one of our student supervisors that's on duty in the equipment room, and they'll be happy to help you out with that. The fitness room and upper level same hours, 7:30 to 10, Monday through Friday. And then as a whole, we're also open on Saturday, Sundays, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay, Steph, so typically we run some fitness classes throughout the fall and winter semester. Mm-hmm. So can you speak to that? What's in the works?
Yeah, absolutely. So as Courtney mentioned, we typically run fitness classes in the fall and the winter coming up. And those run from Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. And what's really great about our offerings is that there's a variety. So it seems to be that there's something that fits everyone. And so on one day you could have boot camp, on another day you could have circuit training, on another day you could have strength and stretch. So there's really a great variety to meet the needs of, you know, pretty much everybody on campus. And the bonus about our fitness classes are that they are free for students, staff, and faculty all year. In addition to our fitness classes, we're currently in the process of planning some yoga classes as well, hoping to have those offered 2 to 3 times per week. Typically, that's a Hatha flow yoga. So, I mean, even if you're a beginner, intermediate, pro at yoga, come on out and you'll enjoy it to the fullest.
What is one of your favorite parts about bringing these programs and activities to the student body here at UMB St. John?
I think one of my favorite parts, and probably the most important part, is enhancing the overall student experience. Like, you come to university first to study. You are a student first. Academics are extremely important. However, physical activity, socializing, you know, getting out for different events in and around campus is also really important to find that balance along with your academic schedule. Because I know a lot of students, you know, they're studying hard, they're hitting the books, they've got finals, they've got exams, tests, and all that stuff. And that stuff can be really, it can be a lot on your plate. And so you need an outlet, you need some downtime. And so that's where the athletics department comes in and offers the programs that we offer so that we can give you that all-around student experience. That's pretty much it. We've got campus rec offerings, we've got fitness classes, yoga, and we also have special events.
So something for everyone.
Yeah, and we also sometimes partner with the SRC on their events.
Right.
So that's always kind of a bonus because, you know, they really help us get the word out for our programming and then vice versa. So, yeah, they're wonderful.
Always a team effort.
Absolutely.
Well, that's a wrap on episode 3 of Howl with the Wolves. Be sure to follow at UMBSJCWolves on Facebook and Instagram. Plus, check out our website, howlwiththewolves.ca, for all things Seawolves.